This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 433, recorded September 2nd, 2015. I am your host, Brian Kilby, and with me, we have... Diecast is making numbers 433. That's what you're doing. I thought you were counting down. I'm like, oh, crap, what did I do? With me this week, I have Headmaster Don, Diecast, Matt, a.k.a. Melvar, Rob Clay, and the John DeLuna, or that John D on Twitter. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Not bad.
Excellent.
Yeah, okay.
So, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank everyone that's left us a review on iTunes. It helps us so much. Every time we get a couple of reviews, I can tell traffic shoots up because people find us on iTunes. That's pretty much the most common place where people download the show. I don't use iTunes, but about 70% of you do. So please leave us a review. We would love you very much. And those of you who have, we love you eternally. Seriously. Man, that was deep. That was pretty deep. So I pointed out during the show that I am drinking a Diet Mountain Dew. And this is not product placement. It was just literally the last low-calorie beverage in the vending machine. I literally kept pressing every button until I got to Diet Mountain Dew, which I hit begrudgingly.
So yeah, it's Don, more of a condemnation than a product placement.
Yes. Here. So Don is waving a Pepsi Max, which I also have here, which I'm going to drink after I drink my Mountain Dew.
So I'll trade you a Diet Mountain Dew for my NASCAR.
Yeah,
so I'm actually buying sodas to drink to keep from tapping into the last of my RC10.
There you go. That's reasonable. Very reasonable. Let's see. Yeah. So, you know, it's slower time of the year. But as Diecast was telling us before the pre-show and during the pre-show, we're about a month away now till the Hasbro event at New York Comic Con. So, typically times like this, rumors start picking up and things get a little bit more exciting. But there's something I really, really caught my attention this week I wanted to talk about. But we'll get into that here in a couple of minutes.
You know what else we're getting close to, Brian?
TFCon?
TFCon Charlotte.
TFCon Charlotte. Yeah, that's 15th through 18th. Is that right?
Yeah.
16th through the 18th, I think.
TFCon.com. I am checking.
Calendar.
Yeah. It is October 16th through 18th at the Embassy Suites in Concord, North Carolina, which is a suburb of Charlotte, but we'll call it Charlotte. Yeah. Pretty awesome. Excited about that, of course, as everyone basically knows, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump from here. And our pal, Ninja Dave, is organizing this with Colin. So it's going to be pretty exciting. Yeah, most of us will be there. And we are very saddened for those who can't. We will pour one out. We'll pour out a cheer wine into Diecast's mouth.
No, there won't be any wasted cheer wine.
Into Diecast's mouth.
Okay.
It won't be wasted.
Yeah. But that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be there. We'll be recording live, doing all sorts of stuff. It'll be pretty sweet. Let's see. Yeah, what do we have going on this week? Does anybody have anything? Anybody getting pick up anything this week?
Got
my subscription service, Tarantulas.
Oh, I heard he's missing a piece.
Yeah, I got a little QC issue going on, but not a make or break thing. But yeah, he's missing a nipple gun.
Yeah. So on that's the Retgar mold. He had the little gun things on his chest, and looks like he's missing the right one.
He is missing the right one.
Bummer.
Now, I guess we should say thank you too, because John usually gets it first because they throw it out the window on their drive by.
Yes, because John's their next door neighbor.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Brian got Ultra Mammoth first for some reason.
I just like John was normally the first person to get this stuff. For some reason, somehow, I was the first person to get Ultra Mammoth, and it's kind of funny.
And now Matt got Tarantulas first.
Other people got it the same day that Matt did. I did see that on AllSpark.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just going to say, I guess we should say thank you, because that's nice that they would, you know, send it out early. I mean, John, usually it's just a coincidence because he lives right
I think it's just a coincidence.
Well, I do honestly think they forgot to ship mine.
You haven't received it yet?
I did, but I received it like
a week after I got mine, pretty much.
Yeah, like I don't pay attention to my shipping notices because I am like literally one of the first people, maybe even the first person, I don't know, to get it. And so when I saw everybody else was getting theirs, I was like, huh, that's funny. So I logged in, and sure enough, there was a shipping notice like on a Tuesday, I guess, or Wednesday. And it's a 1-day ship point. And so like on Friday, I think, I emailed them and said, hey, do you have a tracking number? Because it's been like 3 days, 4 days, and should have been here like 3 or 4 days ago. Didn't hear anything back. And then on Tuesday, I got it. So I'm thinking it didn't make the, you know, truck or whatever.
Strangely, it didn't have any postage.
Shipping notice.
Strangely, it didn't have any postage, and it was on your doorstep.
Yes, right. Yes, and it was covered in blood. It was weird. But I got it on Tuesday, which makes me think they looked at that, looked in their system, shipped it on Monday. Didn't say anything, but I got it the next day, as I would expect.
Considering it's just coming from basically down the road.
Yes.
But his had all the parts, so.
Two nipples.
You have two nipples.
Is it the same color as Retgar? Could you just pull one from Retgar and be?
No, it's like black. A minty green.
Yeah, it's like glow-in-the-dark green, but it sadly doesn't glow.
Are they going to make you whole?
I haven't even brought it up. It's not that big of a deal.
I'm sure they would ship you a new one. That's one thing that FunPub does, is they'll throw a toy at you.
Oh, yeah. And the thing, though, that with my Retgar, I got that custom head that came out a couple years ago, Head Robots or whatever it was. I don't even remember who it was. But a piece broke off because it's fragile. And I thought...
Made in Japan.
Yeah, made in Japan. Or whatever it was. Yeah. And I'm like, it didn't even bother me because Junkion should be missing pieces.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
and
okay.
Regardless of the Predacon symbol, this is going to go with my Junkion shelf anyway, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's Tarantulas. I forgot that. I just thought of it as one of the clones or whatever it was from a couple years ago. Diecast, did you say you got something?
Yeah, which I posted on Twitter. I got the what is that white Prime called? What are we calling him?
Battlecore Optimus.
Battlecore, yeah.
Battlecore.
Or almost Nova Prime, if you prefer.
And I did find out that he does have fixed ratchets. And I took apart my Prime because I was thinking maybe I can move the ratchets to match the Battlecore. But it turns out that there's two little plastic nubs that hold them in place. So they actually did redesign it. Now, the only thing I didn't try, which I'm going to try, I'm going to open both legs and see if I can flip sides, if that would make a difference. I'm wondering if maybe for the first set of figures they were installed backwards at the factory, because we know that that happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. So either they install them backwards at the factory, which no one has said or confirmed, or they actually redesigned the part. And there's the same amount of detents. They just moved it like a quarter inch or, you know, just a little bit, the positioning of the detents. So it wouldn't have such a wide stance. It would be a little bit closer in.
If you crack that open, record a video, because people love your videos.
Yeah. And since we're talking about this now instead of in the news later, I just want to add that people have been saying that the Motor Master that ships in the case with Battlecore Prime in Wave 4 has also been reported as having fixed hip ratchets. So
interesting.
If you haven't gotten Motor Master yet, you may luck out.
Neat, yep. Yeah. I haven't gotten that Battlecore Optimus yet. I need to just order it from tfradio.net/Amazon. Okay, anybody get anything else?
I've got blue streak in my pile of loot.
Me too.
But I've also
mine should be here tomorrow.
I picked up the Transformer-wise, I picked up the Robots in Disguise, the Clash of the Transformers, the recolored Sideswipe. I picked up him. I just like the way that the colors look on him. And I picked up the Batman 66 3-pack.
Okay, that's not Transformers.
Yeah, but it had Batgirl in it, so...
Okay, did she transform into a Protect-a-Bot or something?
No.
No, but Yvonne Craig recently passed away, which is sad.
Sadness, that's true. I'm sad now, thanks. Pour one out, Don. Yeah, I don't have anything. I don't think. I
should have a whole bunch of stuff next week.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'll have a G2 Bumblebee that could buy a Piranacon, Blue Streak, and Transformers Adventure Override and Runabout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that came in today. Yeah.
Dang it.
That's like 4 days in a row I've had stuff ship out from Big Bad Toy Store now.
Dang it. Too much stuff.
So Melvar got a whole bunch of stuff coming in.
It's my birthday, man. I spoiled myself.
Is that Friday? What day is that?
Friday.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, happy early birthday.
Yes.
So tell us what 25 is like when you hit 25.
Well, if I could remember back 11 years ago, I would tell you. So.
Okay. So anybody else? Because I'm going to jump straight into the news because the news is awesome.
Yes.
Do it. I know I did this, I think, last year or the year before, but... Five Faces of Darkness premiered in the U.S. this week. Loves me some Five Faces of Darkness. So I don't watch Disney Family, whatever it's called, well, formerly The Hub. But my friend Ricky was telling me that he was watching it. And I think it was this week or last, Five Faces of Darkness was on air.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Probably a coincidence.
That animation is so terrible.
Yeah. It's. I just part of me just wishes they had never gone that route.
Oh, Don. Okay, let's just not go there. So
it's just. I mean, the animation's bad. It's just the whole five arc is just. It's.
Oh, you mean the five part?
Yeah.
Not with season three.
Yeah, and I just mean the five part opening. There's so many issues with that thing, which set the tone for season three and ACOM. It's just like, can we get a do-over?
Yeah. But yeah, that was this week back in 1986. So crap, 29 years ago, almost 30 years. Back in 2003, and I only put this in here because I have it. I got it at for like a dollar. But back in 2003, the Armada official guidebook was published in the U.S. By Reader's Digest. It's a teeny tiny thin little book. When I picked it up, I actually thought it was a coloring book. Anybody else have this? I figure you do, Don.
I don't think I do because I pretty much hate Armada, so I wouldn't have wasted the money.
Okay. I would show a photo of it, but I've been having issues for the last few weeks, so maybe once I have a new version of the software for Windows 10, I will start showing photos again. But, yeah, I got it, like, for a dollar or something at Ollie's. And, again, I thought it was a coloring book. I would go pull it out, but it's not really worth looking at.
That's what she said.
Yeah, yeah. And another one that I thought was interesting, 10 years ago this week, Transformers the Movie Reconstructed was released on DVD in the UK by Metrodome. And that's the one that went in and tried to make changes. It added the new intro, or is it the old intro? Does anybody... I'm trying to pull it up.
Did they make Greedo shoot first?
Kind of. So, there was a secondary, not intro, but outro, that basically had a tease that Optimus Prime was coming back. Anybody remember that?
I've heard of it, but...
So, that's not what this one is. I thought, so this is a separate one. This was one that, you remember there was a controversy, and I can't believe I missed this. Remember the controversy about the widescreen edition of Transformers the Movie?
Mm-hmm.
Diecast, I'm looking at you.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if you knew that. Because amongst all the things that we would argue about over the years was whether or not Transformers the Movie was ever widescreen. And the general consensus has always been that the there was a mat placed over the top in the bottom of the screen to make it widescreen when it was in the theater. So what this was, it was an attempt to sort of change the, not the aspect ratio, but to show more of the full frame of the video to release more information. If I'm not mistaken, it might have shown a little more of some characters that, like Windcharger or Wheeljack or somebody that had died. I'm certain McFeely's listening right now. He's like, Brian, got it wrong. But it was a chance to sort of modify the video to get that little extra bit of content out of it. I don't remember it being as big a deal as we thought. But this is basically the most complete version of that available. What I was talking about before was the original UK release, I believe, which had the alternate ending and the Star Wars scrolling intro. Because if Transformers the movie wasn't already enough like Star Wars, they added a scrolling sort of intro to it. So that was the outro, not the intro. But, yeah... Reconstructed was a chance to do that. I actually think I have a rip of it, but I never was actually able to bring myself to actually watch it because at some point I decided that I didn't care. And this was a big deal. It wasn't as big of a deal as like whether or not Bronn was still alive or Ironhide was still alive or some of the crazy stuff that people used to argue. Oh, or one of the big ones, who the characters became that were reformatted by Unicron. But it was a pretty big argument that people used to have.
Okay, Bronn was not still alive because even if he survived that gunshot, he was still on a spaceship full of Decepticons.
He could have escaped. No. I mean, Ironhide was shown at the Battle of Autobot City after, so... flying around somehow, even though he's not a bot. I guess by that point it didn't matter because nothing was ever consistent. But yeah, that was one of those things we used to argue about. Now, actually, I kind of want to go back and watch this now. I kind of want to actually have the original cut on one screen and this on another.
Yeah, that would be neat.
That would be, like, totally obsessive compulsive.
I mean, it's not hard to do. I mean, how many computer monitors do you have running on your computer?
Right now, just two now.
You could totally play two at the same time.
But could my computer actually run two videos? Yes, it absolutely could run two videos at the same time.
Your DVDs, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would just use RIP. I would have two instances of VLC or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, insert... never mind.
Malware bytes. False positives.
No, I was going to say you can play with this too, but that's the point.
Yeah, you're stretching that one, Don.
And that brings up the next topic.
Oh, do we have that as a topic? What's the next topic? Oh, okay. Now I thought you actually talked about. I actually thought you were talking about Play With This Too, Rick's Kickstarter. Is the Kickstarter up for the new wave of that yet, or the new attempt at that yet, Don?
It's soon.
So for those of you who do not know, Don is, of course, on another podcast, Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, and Rick Alvarez, I guess you can't be a former author if you wrote a book, but he wrote some of the Transformers guides from, unofficial guides from back in the late 90s, early 2000s, plus he actually worked at Hasbro, and he is the boss of Play With This 2, which is a toy company that will be producing toys. And Don's on a show with him, so Don can give us updates on Play With This too. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. I backed it last go round. I'll probably back it again. I think I said I wasn't going to, but why not? So we'll let you know. Okay. So, God, I kind of wish... I don't think I'm going to risk it, showing the pictures. So I'll just... People listening... or people watching, you're just going to have to imagine this. Go to tformers.com and search for the article. Gosh, I just closed out my window. The article entitled... what was that? Transformers Fashion Magazine? You know, Italian Fashion Magazine. El Italia. A, however you say it. Fashion Shoot. Optimus Prime Supermodel Girlfriend. So this is basically real life Kiss Players. Minus the actual kissing, I guess. Don, you don't look entertained. So, it's basically a fashion shoot with this young lady taking photos with a guy in an Optimus Prime suit. And one of the photos has them having a date. And the photo is basically them in a booth, and the photo is taken outside the window. She's sipping on a milkshake, and they're having a hamburger.
Do you want to see my matrix of leadership?
he takes her back to show her his cell, his animation cells.
I would say roller. He takes her back to see his trailer.
Alita 1 won't mind. Come back with me.
Yeah. The weird thing is, so like fashion shoots often try to, I don't know, juxtapose beauty with weirdness. So this is pretty damn weird. So they're walking through like an Italian street, I guess. I'm assuming that's Italy.
It's Fifth Avenue, New York.
So it's New York. I don't know.
That's close enough.
I mean, the shots are tight. I don't know. But, I guess that looks like New York. And it's... People aren't even paying attention. No, in this one photo here, you can actually see people pointing like, what the hell? I guess living in New York, you see all sorts of crazy stuff.
You know what this reminds me of? And John would probably be the only one else that would remember this, is the drawings of Prime with the girl, and they're like laying in bed and stuff. You featured it on one of the shows.
Oh, that Mrs. Optimus Prime video that was on YouTube that was so frightening.
Yes. Yeah, you did it as the what was the that segment you used to do?
It was Rob Springer, dude. Not Rob
well,
Clay.
No, it was part of the show, though.
Yeah. Oh no. You said you. I thought you're talking to Rob Clay. I'm sorry. You're talking to John.
He's talking to you.
Okay. No, sorry. I'm still trying to figure out what in the hell is going on here. It was Twitter Theater.
Twitter Theater. That's it.
Rob Springer used to show a video. Yeah. That person saw that. Mrs. Optimus Prime saw that, and I think she was heartbroken because she immediately pretty much made that video private.
Oh.
But I found it. I found it, and it was basically is her name Shania Twain, the country singer?
Yeah,
she had the song called "You're Still the One," and it was pictures of her that she drew of herself with Optimus Prime. That is exactly what this is, except for this chick's a model, and I don't mean chick as in a sexist way, but in a 50s retro kind of way. This young lady is a model, and that person's a Transformers fan who actually thinks that she's married to Optimus Prime. Yeah.
Wow.
Why are we talking about this?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Slow news week.
Okay, let's move.
Please.
But again,
what a transition.
What the hell? Okay. So, Transformers Devastation, I guess more people will probably care about this. Pre-order bonus is confirmed. You can play as Nemesis Prime, Goldfire, or Red Alert with new weapons. Yeah. So, of course, Nemesis Prime is just a Optimus Prime who has been reskinned.
They're all very, very easy reskins.
Yeah, I do not
surprises.
Yeah, I do not expect any kind of dialogue or any kind of story options to change. About the only significant difference that any of this is going to provide to gameplay is that Goldfire has a gun that gives you more in-game money.
Oh, God. Play to win. Pay to win, baby.
Will this game have microtransactions?
Who knows?
It's not like they would tell you right now.
No.
No.
But, yeah, so if you pre-order, you'll be able to get your upgrades a little faster.
Of course. Of course. Because also, Nemesis Prime, 2 Street to play James Bond.
That's...
Yeah.
You went there, John. Yeah, I see what you did.
Yeah. Check Twitter if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Get with it.
Yeah.
And vote for Idris Elba.
Yeah. So, I've only ever seen him in Thor or Pacific Rim. So I don't know a thing about him other than that.
What about, didn't you see the Prometheus? He was in Prometheus.
Hell no.
You didn't see that?
No.
Just to say you saw it?
No.
Oh. You're such a defiant nerd, man.
I'm not going to watch that crap.
But he watched Fantastic Four twice.
Nerdy, I did.
Nerdy, I don't know, principles.
I had to review that for our comic podcast.
And Age of Extinction how many times?
In the theater twice.
Ugh.
I am the host of the Transformers podcast.
In
I had
the
to review
theater,
it.
Which means you've watched it again since then.
No, I haven't.
Go watch Prometheus.
No.
Ugh.
If I did an Aliens podcast, I would do it, but... You did your comic podcast and a Transformers
podcast. Is it an Aliens movie? I don't know. They won't say.
I mean, wasn't
it? Yes, it's an Aliens movie.
They're still coy about that.
They're making a sequel to it, too.
Yes.
But if you want to play Red Alert, and I, like most people, love Red Alert, you can play as Red Alert now.
Yeah. I'm wondering if they – I can't remember. Who was the voice actor for Red Alert? Was it – I'm trying to remember if because for Goldbug was still Dan Gilvezan, I believe. But I can't remember.
Goldbug was basically just he was still Gold. He was Bumblebee with another name.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't Jack Angel, but for some reason, I don't think Jack Angel. Don't know. I can look it up real quick, but by the time I do, it'll be...
I'll look it up. That's fine.
It'll be a little too late. Let's see here. Go ahead and tell us when you find it, Don. But what this doesn't have, it doesn't have KISS players.
Aw.
Thankfully.
Well, Don's not going to want it, then.
And Optimus Prime and his supermodel girlfriend. I'm sorry, but this just completely freaked me out when I saw it. In fact, I am right now going to make this my Facebook profile photo. Because I kind of have to.
Idris Elba. He is going to be in Star Trek Beyond.
What
in
the heck is
Finding Dory.
What's Star Trek Beyond?
That's the third one.
That's next year.
Is that what they decided to go with, the name?
Yes.
Yes. See, Trek Into Darkness, Trek Beyond. Get it? Mm-hmm. He's going to be in Finding Dory. He's going to be... He's Shere Khan in The Jungle Book. He is in Avengers Age of Ultron. He, let's see here, was in Thor 2.
Yeah.
Boy, I have no memory of Thor 2. I saw it and immediately forgot it.
He's Heimdall, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, but that's a pretty forgettable movie, so.
Oh, my God. Was it, like, made-for-TV grade, straight-to-DVD grade storytelling?
Yeah.
Brian, the voice of Red Alert was Mr. Michael Chane, who also voiced Hoist, Power Glide, Skids, and Raul.
Okay. I don't know why I didn't know that.
I did not know that either.
Actually, I know why I didn't know that, because it's one of those things, going back to a podcast that John and I recorded last week, lots of stuff has happened in the last 15 years that has taken the place of Transformers knowledge.
Indeed.
It used to be one of those things where, like, everybody knew everything.
I never knew all the voice actors.
At one point, I pretty much knew all that crap, and know, like, Microsoft Access and stuff has taken the place.
Well, I just find it funny, the voice actor who we really didn't place with the voices did Skids, who had, I think, one line in the entire...
Yeah, I think he showed up in two episodes.
Yeah! And one of them,
he was run over by Blitzwing and turned into a throne.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Now this is something I wouldn't mind seeing him come to BotCon. So he's done some really great voices. I would like to hear... Some of his stories as well.
I'm now uploading my picture.
That's the next week's minicast, by the way.
What?
You and I. Talking old man talk, reminiscing.
Oh, that'll be great. I enjoyed that. I worry that it's going to be terrible, but...
Oh my gosh.
I'm certain it'll be great.
Whatever.
Catch a tail?
Idris was also in 28 Weeks Later.
I saw that. I don't know anything about it.
Did you see Soul Food?
No.
I know that's right up your alley, Brian. You're the demo for Soul Food.
Okay, so I have changed my profile photo to the KISS players and Twitter header thing to that as well.
He also starred in a TV show called Luther that I've heard good things about, but I have not yet watched it myself.
What's it about?
I think it's another true crime kind of thing.
Wait a minute, is that the one where the devil retires and moves to Los Angeles?
I have no idea, Don.
What?
I've heard the show, I've heard Idris Elba is in it, and I've heard it's good. That is the entire extent of my knowledge.
Yeah,
there's a Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
According to Turbo Blue Streak, Dan Gilvezan in Triple Takeover also voiced Skids. Interesting. Skid. Nobody cares about Skids.
It's sad. I love the movie.
I have a soft spot for Skids because he was one of the underappreciated characters that nobody ever did anything with. Kind of like Blue Streak.
Mm. Hey, Blue Streak got some action.
In like the first couple episodes, and then he was immediately forgotten about.
Basically everybody. That was the case for basically most characters. Unless, you know, they're trying
to... He never even got a feature episode, though. At least Gears got a feature episode.
Changing Gears is the best episode. God, I love Changing Gears. It just warms my heart thinking about it. Okay, so let's see here. Moving along. If you want to play as Goldfire and have your magic money gun, just pre-order that game right now. we talked about this before, but I'm more excited the more I see this. LG-14, Legends, Ultra Magnus, new photos with basically with RC and Springer. I like the look of this a lot, and this photo makes me happy.
So do I, and the fact that it comes with a little Alpha Trion is just weird and appeals to me, and it's due out this month.
God, I'm spending so much money on toys.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but it's pretty, and I want it, and... going to have that here, hopefully.
Not much different than the U.S. version.
It's very different than the U.S. version.
Oh, like, yeah, majorly.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like he has red jogging pants on. I mean, that's... I like it.
And that's a plus.
That is a plus. It is a plus.
Yeah, it's a lot closer to the G1 model, so...
Okay, so I wish I could show this, but we'll just have to describe it. So, the subscription service 4.0 combiner form has a name, and it's Thunder Mayhem. Which is like the nickname for a boxer or something. I don't know. But,
yeah, I'm not crazy about that name.
But it has a Thunderwing head, which I don't dislike, but I don't necessarily get.
It makes exactly as much sense, in my opinion, as having the Wreckers turn into a combiner with Emerald Zeron's head.
That makes
exactly
no sense.
Exactly as much sense.
But that made no. That makes no sense. So this makes
my point
no sense.
Exactly.
You know, it's. But I'll
but,
be honest.
You know, if you were trying to come up with a Mayhem Attack Squad counterpart to Generations Ruination, this is pretty much, I think, what you would come up with.
So which would make less sense, that or Circuit Breaker's head? Don, would you buy that if it had Circuit Breaker's head?
No, and seeing this head made me decide not to get the subscription service because I like Thunderwing. He's one of the very few pretenders that I like, and they even didn't do much with him as a pretender anyway. Thank you for that, Infirmum. But I don't want my combiners to be cosplaying as Thunderwing.
It makes just as much sense as Cyclone is turning into a Galvatron combiner.
Mm-hmm. And I just,
so, I mean, that it's not really a turnoff for me.
Looks
the
bad.
Colors on this Thunder Mayhem thing are hideous.
Yeah.
And I kind of love it.
I don't.
Because that dark forest green right next to pastel purples is kind of great.
Man, it's so bad. It's so bad.
It's trying so hard to be G2. It just doesn't have enough neon on it.
Yeah, it is so ugly. I love it.
I like the head sculpt quite a bit, but of course, you know, as we've seen in the past, there is no guarantee that that is what the final product will look like.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't get Metal Hawk.
It's a low.
I'm sure the pointed horns on the helmet will be clipped off.
It's a very low res photo that we have of the head, unless a better one's popped up.
I mean, as Don said, you know, with G2, if it's trying to be, I'd just rather get the G2. Sets that are coming out, and it'll probably be about, you know, still cheaper than that. I could buy two G2 sets for the price of this.
Yeah,
I will end up with this combiner one way or another. So,
I don't know that it's really trying to be G2 that much. To me, it looks more like a Euro Euro proto G2.
Oh yeah, definitely Euro, I would say. But yeah, John just put the best photo we've seen, which it's been blown up a little bit, but
that's what I'm looking at. Yeah.
If it's that, then that's awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
There's no way it's gonna be that.
No way. That's a fantastic concept piece, but I don't think it's gonna look like that coming off the production line.
No.
It's very nice.
I mean, the only saving grace is that the combiner head is a little bit bigger, but it just makes no sense to me, and it looks ugly, and I wouldn't want it. I would rather the individual figures look nicer than the combiner.
Which is fine, and you can combine them with something else. I mean, you don't have to combine them.
I wish they had focused on using those molds to do interesting characters, and really, frankly, not worried so much about the combine mode, because of this set, I like the idea of getting trigger cons. And those are the two like I'm most interested in, because like, oh hey, I get trigger cons. But then there's the other three, which I have like no use for, and it's all tied together in a combiner that's weird and random. So I wish they had just focused on the opportunity to give us more obscure characters.
I would
2 out of 5 times here.
I would rather have had a recycled combiner head and more attention paid to the individual head sculpts.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Like proper trigger cons and double target masters would have been cool, and they just happen to combine because they can. I mean, that would have been fun.
Yeah.
Hey, so masterpiece MP11 MP Thundercracker, the Takara version is up for pre-order. This was the new Seeker mold, where interestingly enough, we got the first version of Thundercracker before that was released by Takara. The one that's coming out, though, photos of it make it look like it's lighter to me.
Yeah,
it's animation colors.
Gotcha.
Okay. And Brian, I'm just showing off what the MP Thundercracker we got at Toys R Us.
The one you got for $30?
No, I sold that one.
Okay.
This is the one I bought. I just hadn't opened it in the last couple of years.
I mean, it's nice looking.
Yeah.
But I don't guess I'm going to get it.
You know, yeah, the shades of blue, even though they're definitely a noticeable difference, the shades of blue just is not that important to spend $200 on a figure. Oh, my God.
So is it little figure in it the same as Starscream, or did they ever remold that?
I think it's the generic pilot, holographic pilot.
Because didn't we get, what's his name?
Dr. Archiville,
yeah.
Yeah,
a genius of science.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a couple Dr. Archivilles. I think I can't remember what the other figure that came with it. It might have been Sunstorm.
Yeah.
But we got Archiville with more than one, and the rest of them have had the pilots.
Yeah, that definitely says hologram pilot in Japanese. So.
Did we ever get a Dr. Fujiyama with anything? I can't remember.
No, but we should get one with Nightbird.
God, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Hopefully we will. But yeah, so there's that. This was the saddest news of the week, I think, after the Transformers photo shoot. Stomp and Chomp Grimlock is being repainted into Robots in Disguise Grimlock color.
Oh,
just
horrible.
Straight repaint.
It's a straight up repaint.
Like I said in the news story, this is what happens when you leave a giant copper dinosaur sitting on the shelves for a year. It turns green.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You can't put all these to clearance. Ship them back and repaint them. We'll just repackage them. That'll work.
Yeah. The sad part is I kind of want it.
Oh, what's the matter with you?
It's terrible. I think it's the same reason that Melvar likes the combiner colors from the subscription service.
John likes obscure things too, so I'm thinking he's going to run and pick one of these up.
This isn't obscure; it's just hideous.
What is it? What are we talking about?
Stomp and Chomp Grimlock.
Oh, yeah, no, thanks.
I love hideously ugly toys, but this is beyond me.
It's Robots in Disguise and a movie figure of both of those things I sadly have not much desire for.
Yeah.
If I was going to get a large, expensive Robots in Disguise Grimlock, I'd get Battle Grimlock. That's the Fall of Cybertron remold that's coming out in Japan later this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, this is the same price point as Masterpiece Grimlock. I would love to see them repaint Masterpiece. No, this is like 70.
Yeah, Stomp and Chomp is expensive.
Okay. I would love to see them repaint Masterpiece Grimlock in like this color, because I would buy that.
It'd be like G2 Grimlock.
Yeah, we don't.
A G2 Grimlock we didn't get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about this Impactor thing? I did, but I'm kind of losing interest in it.
Well, I may
it
as well.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, it makes a certain amount of sense, and if you want to go to tformers.com and look it up, XV wrote an article, and I provided photos basically showing how the extra weapons from RC will work on the Rook mold, and, you know, what they're for in terms of, you know, Impactor's traditional appearance. Which, you know, molded in silver, that one, you know, one of RC's swords will look kind of sort of like a harpoon if you squint. That's, and you can use the RC's larger gun to emulate Rook's shoulder cannon, and that's, you know, that's about the size of it, but XV goes into a lot more detail and is a lot better thought out than what I just said, so, you know, check that out on tformers.com if you want to see
so
more.
So basically that's going to become like a harpoon hand.
That's pretty much the idea, because if you've seen the picture of Impactor, he comes with RC weapons, the full set molded in his colors, and the swords are silver. So, yeah.
And he's based off the Rook mold.
Yes.
Yes.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, so that's why these that's why the photos that are with the article, Rook, yeah. since I have the Rook and the RC, I could do it.
Yeah.
So they gave a mold with no with hands that cannot grasp anything for extra weapons.
Yeah, but it has a fair number of ports on it to otherwise
I just find that hilarious.
Well, yes. I saw somebody else manage to get RC's pistol attached to the other fist socket, but I can't do it. I think it's because the US version is painted and the Japanese one, which I have, is not.
Gotcha. Interesting. Okay, very cool. Let's see here, moving along. Hey, so the Battlecore Optimus Prime that is coming out, or it's actually out now. That
Amazon's the only place that has it.
Amazon, yeah. TFRadio.net. Click on the Amazon logo. It'll take you straight to Amazon. Will not cost you a penny more than what you're already paying on Amazon, but Amazon sends a little back to us to help pay for the cost of doing stuff. Like, you know, I use it to, like, pay for our website, all of the services that we use. I couldn't find my debit card a couple days ago, so I used it for gas. So it's pretty great. It helps us out. I'm going to put the money back into the account. So
you didn't have to tell us that.
But it's true. No, I couldn't find my debit card. I'm like, damn it.
Well, no, this is a sign of transparency.
Yes. It's transparency. So, yeah, very great. So tfradio.net, you can actually click on the Amazon logo or go to tfradio.net/Amazon. Right now I think you can still get Devastator if you haven't picked it up, which everybody needs Devastator.
Or two.
I don't know if Amazon has it right
and
now.
If they do, though, it's way cheaper to buy it through Amazon than it is at Toys R Us.
This is true.
Yes.
This is true. Plus, I don't know if it's still up there, but I know that the Wave 4 Autobots from Combiner Wars was up there, which I have not been able to find yet. I don't know how, but I haven't.
Well, I found them, too.
I hate you guys.
Yeah, I found them in past.
Mine are in the mail.
Next on. Okay.
Prowl is really hard to find, so if you find Prowl, pick him up, even if you're undecided about the other figures, because I went to two Targets. One, they had at least two boxes, so that's four sets. All the Prowls were gone. Two of each of the other ones were remaining. Two or three of each of the other ones were remaining. And then the other Target I went to, they had one Prowl hanging on the shelf, which I grabbed, and then got the other three at the same time.
Cool. I need them. I need to check Amazon, actually, real quick, see if they're there.
So, question about this G2 thing that we were talking about. Do you think, with all the G2 repaints we're getting in Masterpiece, Do you think it's possible we could get a G2 Grimlock? Because I would love that.
So we got G2 Sideswipe. I got G2 Bumblebee. Anything else?
That's it.
G2 Optimus would be easy. It's as simple a repaint as it is, I would probably still get it.
And
that Grimlock is still a great mold. I'd buy a G2 version of it.
God, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And especially with because Fans Toys are doing the G2 Slag in the green. Mm-hmm. So
and red.
And red, so that way if Sakara wanted to appeal to not just G2 collectors or completists, but people that would like a G2 set of Dinobots, there's extra sales there. They'll never say that's what they're doing, but I'm just saying, since there's other G2 compatible Dinobots, it would seem like it'd be a good time to do one.
Well, before they get all carried away with the G2 stuff, though, I still need my Masterpiece powered convoy.
Hmm.
So, make that happen.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Masterpiece powered convoy.
Yeah, and give it an official Transformers name while you're at it.
So it hasn't happened yet. We've assumed that it's going to happen.
I guess they could go with Delta Magnus.
Yeah, Delta Magnus was okay. From IDW, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yep. A Diaclone. I'm sorry, I was blanking on who Power Convoy was.
Yeah. So originally we said, well, I don't know if we're going to get this die stack because, of course, Takara is going to do Power Convoy. Not yet.
Well, hey, we've gotten a yellow Sideswipe. We've gotten Exhaust. It could happen. It needs to happen.
Yeah.
Magnus is a beautiful toy. I need him in Diaclone colors. Pretty bad.
Regardless of his butt flap, he's fantastic.
So we've been talking a lot lately about the Masterpiece Ironhide and how some of us aren't too crazy about it. We have new photos, or are these the first photos, of the Voodoo Robots, the unofficial Masterpiece style Ratchet that's coming out. There are things I really like about this, and there are things I don't much care about it. It's I think it has a really nice head sculpt. I think the vehicle mode is just about dead on perfect. But the upper body is fine, but the legs look like they were pulled off a deluxe toy.
You don't like the legs?
No.
I mean, they're
Masterpiece-ish too, but they looked more deluxe.
There was something nagging me about this as well, and I think you just hit the nail on the head there. It doesn't look right. But engineering wise, it still looks better than the Takara one.
I will say that I think it does look better than the Masterpiece toy. The smaller sized Masterpieces, they aren't the miracles of engineering that the larger ones are. So it probably is closer to Masterpiece than I want to admit. But it still kind of looks, the legs kind of look like the transformation came off a deluxe toy to me.
Well, Brian, is it the feet? Is that what's doing it? That they have the windshield on the foot?
No. It's the big flap on the front of the lower leg. Hmm. It's all flap.
Yeah.
The feet had a lot to do with my dislike of it.
I also feel like nobody ever gets the head crest right, including Hasbro back in Universe. Just it's a little bit too thick, I think.
Yeah, it is, but it's not. It doesn't. Now that you mention it, it kind of bugs me.
You know what? My main stopping point is I think it's too tall.
Oh,
and I really need to see the Hasbro version or the Takara version next to, like, the cars and MP10 to really get an idea for scale. If they're close to the same size, I would actually go with the third-party ones, but...
Yeah, the Voodoo Robots do look a tad too big.
Yeah.
Only a tad.
Well, this is...
Pretty big tad.
A few weeks ago, when we were talking about this again, I had mentioned that I had the iGear versions, and that they were a little too short as far as keeping with the same scale, but only by about a head or so. To me, the Voodoo Robot with MP10 is what I was thinking is the right size. Because if you remember the cartoon, Ironhide and Ratchet didn't have to look up that much to Prime.
Yeah.
You know, it was just sort of like a glance, you know? It wasn't like Bumblebee looking up to Ratchet.
And the thing is, all of the Autobot cars do not have to be the same height.
Yeah, they don't. It's just, but when I was thinking in my head the size that I wish the iGears were to be more in scale with Prime, this is exactly what I'm thinking of. He's just tall enough to almost meet Prime eye to eye, but he just has to glance up just a little bit.
I mean, people, humans, if we're going that way, are all animals have different heights and dimensions. So the fact that the Autobot cars, I guess if you wanted to say they're like a spec or something, and the spec is to be a certain height, I think that's kind of silly. It probably will look a little tall standing beside of Prowl or Sideswipe, but just standing beside of Optimus, he looks fine.
Yeah.
But, again, with the Autobot cars, you have the vehicle scale. The vehicles are scaled to each other, so that's why the cars look so much smaller than Prime. So Ironhide is going to be a good bit smaller than Prime, too. He's not going to be that much bigger than the cars.
Yeah. I absolutely do not hate this, though.
Yeah, it's... I'll be honest.
It has a lot of points that I prefer over the official.
Wouldn't blame somebody for buying it.
No.
Yeah, actually, I just looked at the Holy Scale chart that a lot of people have seen. And
Holy Scale chart?
Yeah, I may be a little bit wrong. This actually may be the right size for Ratchet and Ironhide.
Great. Yeah, Holy Scale chart, Batman.
What did you say, Rob?
I said, does it repel vampires? That would be great.
Yeah.
No, it repels vampires.
Oh, God.
Nicely done, Don.
You got one, Don. Okay. More third-party combiner robots. These are Masterpiece Scale Stunicons.
Our Masterpiece Scale combiner.
But this is all the comic
version. Yes, that are not done in Masterpiece style.
Yeah, that is
their Masterpiece scale.
That don't look like Masterpiece toys. Yeah.
I mean, they look nice.
Not next to a Masterpiece toy, though. They just look wrong.
No, a lot of those Stunicons designs from that IDW run I didn't care for to begin with, so these are not for me.
They're not for me either.
Not buying it. But if you're out there and you love you some third party and you buy everything, have fun with these.
And it's not Masterpiece styled, but it is Masterpiece scaled. So if you want your Masterpiece combiner, here you go.
If you're a really big Menasor, congratulations.
Yeah.
I would want it to be G1 though, so my fans project one is gonna have to be.
They're all G1.
This is not G1.
I mean, it's a G1 character.
Yeah, but it's not G1. Well,
he wants
style.
G1. Yeah, he wants G1 design style.
That's a very loose statement, though.
Mm. Well, that's because
G1 character design. These are IDW character design. Yeah. It's not what he wants.
IDW is G1. Okay, moving on.
IDW.
I have been treating IDW as basically the Generations timeline.
Yes, it is its own thing because it's got Beast Wars in it now. So, and they're going to the Speed Planet.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I like that.
Actually, they've been to the Speed Planet, and they're introducing more Beast characters.
That's good. I don't know. I mean, to me, if it's a G1 character, as long as it doesn't have fur, it's G1. Or if it's not, like, flaming pink or purple, that would be G2.
So if it's G1 or after G2, it's G1.
Yeah, and, it makes as much sense as anything else. I mean, it's not Armada. It's not Energon. If it's a G1 character that looks, you know, that looks like the G1 iteration, it's G1 as far as I'm concerned. I make no differentiation between the two.
No, because G1 Optimus Prime was awesome, and IDW Optimus Prime is not.
Actually, these could be robots in disguise, the first RID, because their RID was more... they were cars based off current cars for that year, 2001.
Well, they're fake cars that ended up being kind of like real cars, and close enough to where at least the Dodge had to be...
The Dodge Viper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they used to take two or three cars and combine design elements between all of them.
Carefully
that way
enough,
they didn't have to pay licensing fees, but they still looked like modern cars.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. especially this, they just look silly to me.
And again, it's another new company. No one knows Transformission who they are. It's this is their first.
And I would not start buying a masterpiece combiner from a company I've never heard of before.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we did it with Warbitron, which was risky.
I didn't.
Some people did.
There you go.
I did it with TFC, and I was lucky enough to get the one good thing they made.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I jumped in on the second TFC one, and
I'm sorry
on that. Yeah.
Yeah, and
I was smart enough to not finish that one.
And we're hoping, of course, their Wild Kaiser is better.
So, speaking of third-party combiners, a friend of mine on Facebook had posted a link to the photo of the Dino King combiner. And it's interesting how a lot of friends of mine who have fallen out of the Transformers fandom are kind of lusting over that. And it was just sort of neat to see that that there are people that would may not pay for it because it's so expensive, but they would like to have it.
I just love how it's so lazy they just named them Dino 1 and Dino 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
I saw the shell, one pretender shell that they have, and I must say it looks pretty cool, especially like the figure can ride on it and put a gun on it.
Yeah.
I was more impressed than I thought I was going to be, which was not impressed at all, so I actually was impressed. But, yeah, it looks pretty cool. I don't know that I'd pay $80 for a shell, but...
But you probably will, because the robots, they can reuse for Monstructor. The shells, I don't know what any other uses they'd get out of those.
Dino King, that's it. Yeah. Pretty neat. I don't think I'll buy it. But, again, I wouldn't blame somebody if they did. Yeah. I don't hate third party.
Project makes good stuff.
Yeah, I don't hate third party as a concept. I typically hate it in execution because it's kind of like as an idea, it's not bad, but usually there's a lot of just not great. But that looks pretty good. So.
Don, are you taunting Massey?
Good Massey.
Don, if you're going to do it,
Don is asking for it, people.
Do it, Don, before you end the show.
No, I'm playing Guy's nose. Got your nose?
Oh, God. This is going to end in bloodshed.
Play got your tail.
When Massey plays got your nose, he has your actual nose, Don, so you may want to think about this.
Play got your belly.
Nah, he's gone in defense mode. His ears are back. He's like just... Now he's heard something outside.
Back to the window. Okay.
I'm going to kill you, squirrel!
Okay, so let's see here. On the network this week, Superhero Time presents those two episodes of Star Trek, The Magics of Magos 2 and Mud's Passion.
I'm in the middle of listening to those, and animated Star Trek is such a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah, I've heard half the show. I've heard the review of the first one, Magos 2, and wow.
I'm gonna have
to watch this now.
You've never watched it?
Yeah.
You know
what?
I've never seen animated Star Trek.
Oh my god! The Magics of Magos.
Too young for it.
Oh, the Magics of Magos 2. That started in like 1973, so I mean, only Don was around at that point. The Magics of Magos 2, which is from this episode, and the Infinite Vulcan, which is from an episode a couple episodes back, are my two favorite episodes of the animated series.
Don't forget Yesteryear.
No, my two favorite episodes are those two.
Oh, really?
That's a good episode too, Don, but my two favorite, those are it, and they've been covered, and I'm happy. So, yeah. The Magics of Magos 2, for people who have never watched it, basically, I'll tell you this. Crew of the Enterprise go to a planet that is similar to Salem, Massachusetts during the witch trial, and they befriend Satan.
No, Lucian.
They befriend Satan, who...
and then Kirk gets magical powers and throws lightning bolts.
And Kirk gets magical powers and can shoot lightning bolts. That is the episode. It is fantastic. Yes, yeah, they are friends with the devil.
And the one good thing about is you can actually, with with Star Trek Animated, you can actually have aliens that aren't humanoid aliens. You can have...
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they weren't limited by the budget. Of course, filmation and budget usually doesn't go hand in hand.
That's why animation is so much better for these types of things.
Yeah. Just,
I was trying to think, oh, yeah, like that one character that looks like a... that looks like a... the grasshopper. Then I thought, wait, no, that's Zorak. So, but yeah, there are lots of those. It's pretty great. You need to go watch that. Also, Superhero Time, again, it's back, episode 249. Teeth, I don't get that. Get the Skinny, episode 23. John and I talked about Subway and their man Jared. A lot of fun.
Oh, I want to listen to that.
Yeah, it was good. The Fanboy versus Late Summer Super Special posted, and that was a fun time getting back with McFeely, Nicole, and Triplett. We talked about Ant-Man, Fantastic Four. And if you never read McFeely's drunk rant about Fantastic Four from when he saw it, follow him on Twitter.
Oh, that's great.
It's great. Twitter.com.
I know what I'm doing after the show.
Yes. Twitter.com/ChrisMcFeely. And that was a lot of fun. We also talk about some of the current things going on, like Marvel's Secret Wars, some of the TV shows like Gotham, and stuff like that. Really, really good. And let's see here, the RFC minicast from this past week. Melvar, John, and I talk about what's wrong with DC Comics. And then the episode that I'm going to post this weekend is a follow-up to that, where Don and Melvar talk about what's wrong with DC Comics.
And then Don and I talked for an additional hour and a half, non-recorded, and I still didn't get out everything I wanted to say on the subject. So
Yeah, literally, John, we talked for 2 hours after you left, and we're still talking about all the things
we just stopped
wrong.
Because we were tired and mad, so, yeah.
Yeah, and we have a Massey sighting.
Yeah, we sure do. How much does Massey weigh?
Massey weighs about 15 pounds, give or take.
Buddy is 16. Buddy is 16 pounds. You saw Buddy when you were at the house, Don.
Yeah.
Did Buddy bite you?
No.
No, he did not.
Massey is just very, he's very, very protective. So.
And when I was at your place, did Massey bite me? No, he did not.
No, Massey just hates me.
That's where I'm going.
It's just a struggle for dominance, Don, and you're losing horribly.
A struggle for dominance. Okay, so, yeah. Let's see
all,
here.
All these people are here for you. They love
pretty
you.
Much.
They can care less about me.
Or us at this point. So, Rob, why don't you tell us what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, we've got the tech spec art image for subscription service Bludgeon and Impactor. Earlier today, Activision posted a behind-the-scenes video of Peter Cullen, who had, you know, talked a little bit about Optimus Prime and enjoying seeing, you know, basically the original character model back and playing that version of the character again. Bunch of official product photos showed up on Amazon today. There are now, you know, those really cheap Titan Heroes figures. There are now ones of those that actually transform. Those are coming out. Also, some official photos for Combiner Wars Leader Class Starscream. I believe what we got was a trademark registered for Overload for Robots in Disguise. So, you know, no idea what the character is actually going to look like or be like, but they're bringing that name back. And lastly, XV has reviewed the current issue of More Than Meets the Eye, number 44, which came out today.
Also, Robots in Disguise Overload, wasn't that listed as a Minicon deployer?
Yeah.
I think it was.
Which is awesome. So if it's anything like Overload from, is that Energon? Or Armada?
Armada.
That would be excellent. Oh yeah, because he was Energon Ultra Magnus.
Yeah.
And if the Titan figures are transforming, they've added this newfangled thing called hinges.
Oh my God, those are so bad.
And possibly
bad.
Ball joints. Yeah,
I kind of want one though. They are so.
I think I'd rather spend the money and get some. It's like the 3-step steel jaw, looks better than the Warrior class one, and so does the Optimus Prime one. Really.
Yeah, neat. Pretty cool. Okay, guys, do we have anything else?
Not me.
Nope.
I promise we'll have more news next week.
Yeah. Don't make promises you can't keep, Ryan.
Yeah.
I promise that we'll have
unless
more content.
Unless you're making news.
Yeah, we are. We're going to make news. That's going to be pretty great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, maybe we'll just do a topic next week instead.
Yeah, because otherwise it'd be like fat podcast host on Bell Tower, gunned down by police. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
Be something like that.
Dressed as Batman.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So so I guess that's it. You can follow me personally on Twitter, at BKilby. I'm trying to tweet more. You can follow Don at HMRC4EVR.
Yes.
Just. Diecast is at Diecast2. Matt is not on Twitter or Facebook, or I have to contact him via email. It's really hard.
Sure.
Rob is at RAC2750 or at Flailthroughs. And John is at that John D or at GTS Podcast. And of course, you can find us all at TF Radio. I had to think, what in the hell is it? It's okay. At TF Podcast. Well, yeah, I've got that, but I don't use it. Is it at RSC Computer? Yeah, it is, but I don't use it. Is it at President Barack Obama? Yeah, it is, but I don't use it. Wait, no, that one's not me. I don't think it is, anyway. I'll check. No. So, but follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. We post anytime there's a new episode of anything. We like tweeting and retweeting news, and we just have a lot of fun. We retweet stuff from our personal accounts, too, because, you know, why not?
And every once in a while, Donald tweet his phone number out, if you want to call him.
Yes.
Well, you know, call me, beat me, if you ever need me.
Nice, Don.
Okay.
Yeah. So, for the guys, I'm Brian Kilby. We will see you later.
Later, everybody.
Peace.
Peace.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.